The essential problem with American culture right now is that we have produced a culture that has made a lot of people lonely. And when people are lonely, the corollary of that is that they're not friends. We've lost the old Ciceronian, the old Aristotelian idea of civic friendship.
Where does this loneliness come from?
This literature about American loneliness goes way back. It goes all the way to Tocqueville. I've been reading Democracy in America, which is, of course, arguably the best book about America ever written and the best book about democracy ever written. And the two best books come together in this one great volume.
De Tocqueville wrote Democracy in America in 1835.
He predicted that Americans would have a tendency to fall back into their own hearts. It's a very striking passage in part two of Democracy in America. And unfortunately, it's become quite the situation now. 50% of Americans report, according to four studies that have come out in the last year, that we are essentially a lonely people. We're talking about huge samples of people, up to 20,000 people. 50% have reported that they do not believe they have a significant relationship, even in their own home.
What do you recommend to people to get over not only that domestic loneliness, but also the civic loneliness that they feel?
First of all, you have to recognize the issue, and then it takes dogged determination to overcome it by meeting with your friends. I mean, is it a bridge group? Is it playing cards? Is it going bowling instead of bowling alone, as Robert Putnam described? Is it going to football games together? Start somewhere.
Whitney recommends joining civic organizations and, yes, politics, but not angry politics, rather politics of possibility, that we're all in it together because we all share the same fate as Americans. Patrick Center, WGVU News.